The seven blue dog Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Committee who have threatened to block the health care legislation being discussed met this morning with the rest of their 52-member coalition. They were discussing the latest offer from the committee chair, California Representative Henry Waxman. Waxman and Mike Ross from Arkansas, the chairman of the Blue Dogs, emerged from more than 3 hours of negotiations late yesterday saying that the Blue Dogs were weighing an offer from Waxman. Blue Dogs have asked Waxman to get a cost estimate for the health care bill. The Blue Dogs, mostly conservative Democrats, many from the South, have expressed a range of concerns about the proposed health care legislation. The committee's drafting session has been postponed for a week while Waxman negotiates with them. Tampa area Democrat Kathy Castor sits on the Energy and Commerce Committee. She spoke to WMNF late last week about her colleagues.
It's a fabulous committee. We handled the historic climate change legislation that's also very important to the state of Florida, but one of the reasons I ran for Congress is to fight for health care reform. And no matter what these special interests, insurance companies and drug companies do to try to stop it, what I hear from folks at home is that they want to be able to see a doctor in an affordable way. They don't want the health insurance companies to bar them because they have a pre-existing health condition. They don't want to lose their health coverage when they're considering, you know, if they're going to change a job or if they've lost their job. So this is a package of basic health care, human rights as well, that we're not going to let the special interest in the end win again. We're going to make sure the American people win.
We hear so much about the Blue Dogs. You guys did vote on cap and trade, of course, last month or so. The theory promulgated out there is that some of those representatives aren't sure about that vote, and therefore they don't want to vote on health care until they see the Senate vote, which we now know won't happen until next month.
Yeah, I'm sympathetic to a lot of my colleagues who come from a Republican district. They come from districts that John McCain won by wide margins, but they were successful in winning in that historic election year. So it's certainly fair to listen to all sides. The Democratic caucus is very diverse. The Republican side of the aisle is different. They don't represent the diversity that our caucus does. We have folks from rural areas, urban, all different races, and sometimes working through all of those differences is challenging. But in the end, I think it will make a better bill.